Hi, this is Andy Kaufman, president of the Institute for Leadership Excellence Development Incorporated. Thank you for joining us for this special premium edition of the People and Projects podcast. You know, if you haven't already, make sure you listen to both parts of my interview with Tony Schwartz. There's some really important concepts that Tony touches on in the interview and goes into much more detail in his book that I want to emphasize in this premium edition. I have three primary points. The first is I want to encourage you to find a way to implement Tony's concept of sprints. Remember how he talked about where you focus on something for, let's say, up to 90 minutes and you focus only on that? In the podcast, I talked about my daughter. It's a much shorter sprint, but you get focused during that time and then you get time away from it. It's a really, really important concept. And I've had coaching customers deal with this, for example, from an email perspective. Instead of checking email right when you're supposed to be going working on something else, to say, all right, I'm going to block out this time, maybe this next 15 minutes, and all I'm going to do is email. And nothing but email. But after that, I'm not going to check email for, and then you pick out some other set of time. I know plenty of people, they'll block out specific times at the beginning of the day, maybe midday, and at the end of the day, and that's how they do email. It doesn't matter what you choose, but the idea is block out some sprint time. And this has implications not only on email, but how about meeting length? When I'm facilitating workshops, I will try to make sure there's never a time that we go an hour and a half without having a break. And part of it is the same idea that Tony's talking about. There's only so much we can take. Well, think about your meetings. Even if your meeting's scheduled for 3 hours, don't let it go longer than an hour and a half before you take a break. I found that's a practical way to take action on that. And finally, when you're working on a project, there are times when you just have been heads down, you're typing away. After about the 90-minute mark, force yourself to get up. Maybe it's just go and take a trip to the water cooler. Maybe it's go and take a quick walk outside. Maybe it's go, I've done this before, I'm going to go up and down a flight of steps a couple of times just to get some exercise. But there's something about getting away just for a little bit and then going back to it. Those are some practical ways to put some action behind these sprints. The second is, I want you to consider Tony's point about pulsing. Remember the idea of the pulsing, that there are these core areas and we need to pulse in between them, that if you put too much focus on just one and not on the others, it's more difficult to live a balanced and productive and high-performance life. So my thought for you is, and you might have to go back and listen to the podcast, or even better yet, get Tony's book and think about it, which of those four core areas have been underutilized, or maybe I might say undertrained? You know, what I find is, even though we're at the end of January now, there's something about a new year that's always a great time to consider some new rituals. I might normally say new habits, but Tony calls them rituals, where the idea is habits you kind of fall into and you think of as negative, like I've got a bad habit. But the idea of the ritual, new rituals that could be developed in this new calendar year. And just think about, of the four areas, the physical. You know, I'll be publishing soon a screencast on how to use stick.com to make a commitment. What I find is for all types of commitments, but certainly the physical ones of I will lose this amount of weight or I will exercise this number of times, or the one I'll use as I create the stick.com commitment for review is getting a certain number of hours of sleep per week. And I'm going to tell you, there's something about using a tool like that to take care of yourself physically. Because if you don't take care of yourself physically, and we all know this, right? So I'm not trying to be your mom or your dad here. But you got to take care of yourself because it flows over into all the other areas. Tony also talked about the emotional area. And what I find is there's times, maybe it's because I'm tired, but there's other times where the stress of leading projects or leading teams gets so high, it's easy for us to fly off the handle or to lose our patience. And what I find is, we need to look for ways of putting a bigger gap between stimulus and response. That when we don't take care of the emotional area, that gap is way too small. I mean, even listen to how we talk sometimes of like, well, she made me so upset. Really? Seriously, she made you. And we have to find ways when we take care of our emotional side of things, we can put a bigger gap between that stimulus. Take a deep breath, count to 10, 1,000 if necessary. In fact, one of my favorite ways of trying to put a gap between stimulus and response when someone just says something crazy or does something crazy is ask a question that came from the book Crucial Conversations, and that is, why would a reasonable, rational, and decent person do what they just did? Why would a reasonable, rational, and decent person do what they just did? What I find is, if I ask that question, even if the other person doesn't seem reasonable, rational, or decent, it forces me to think of them as reasonable, rational, and decent. And sometimes even just that extra second will help me put a gap between the stimulus and the response. If we take care of ourselves emotionally, we're more likely to be able to do that. The third area was just mental. And part of the mental issue I find is just all the multitasking. So what I'm talking about here is just stop trying to multitask so much. We've had casts on this. We've certainly had plenty of conversations and workshops. If you've gone through so many workshops on this, we're trying to do too much at the same time. And I got to tell you, I'm as guilty at this as anybody. In fact, 2 weekends ago, I was downstairs in my basement. I was carrying my laptop up. I was trying to carry in something else. And I was in the process of shutting down my laptop while I was carrying it. Well, during shutdown under Windows 7, there's times where it's also doing updates. Well, guess what? The lid of my laptop is I'm trying to juggle too much, and then all of a sudden I'm about ready to drop something, so I go and kind of move for it. The lid shuts in the middle of doing all these updates. I go into hibernation mode or sleep mode. Well, I had this big gulp, oh no, feeling. I get upstairs, I open it up. All of a sudden, I can't boot. The vast majority of my Saturday ended up getting ruined because I was trying to multitask and do too much at the same time. Actually, it's quite a story about how my laptop got fixed. That could be for another day. But I have to tell you, trying to multitask, we all get stories of this where we're trying to do too many things at the same time. How about this? And use the sprint idea. I'm going to get focused here. I'm just going to do this one thing. And if you do that, it can help save some of that mental energy because you're staying focused. And then his fourth area is the spiritual one. What I find from a number of coaching clients that this is one of those, well, I'll get to it someday items for many of us. So let me ask you, do you have a sincere awareness of who you are and why you're here? I mean, the days go by fast. Certainly the years go by fast. Why are you here? What are you all about? You know, take advantage of this reminder to not let yet another year go by without investing in the spiritual aspect of your life. Now, Tony's wisdom on this is that you pulse between these. You make sure, not that they're perfectly balanced across all of them, because as humans, that's impossible. But which of these areas have I not really been taking care of lately? And to the degree that we pulse between them, we're going to be much more fulfilled. Our performance will be much higher. Pulsing is the key. And finally, the point I want to get across to you here is that people are watching you. And are your actions modeling what you want to see from your team? For example, are you taking lunch? You know, Tony talked about that initiative he has of Take Back Your Lunch. You know, if you're the person who's constantly not taking lunch or just trying to cram it in or scheduling meetings over the lunchtime and not providing lunch there, people are catching on. That is not a priority for you, but maybe it shouldn't be for them. Are you setting the bar high for yourself? But also taking care of yourself. If you're not taking care of yourself, people see that around you. And they just think, well, man, I guess I have to work those sorts of hours in order to be effective around here as well. You know what I find is our actions far exceed what we say. And more than we realize, our actions are being watched by those around us and we're influencing them. So if you're sending emails at 5 o'clock in the morning or 1 o'clock in the morning in a very subtle way, even though you're never saying it, you might be stressing your team out. You might be setting the bar so high that they think they need to do that to be good in your eyes. Be very, very careful. People are watching. Make sure you're reinforcing through your actions what you want people to do. Well, I want to thank you for being a premium subscriber to the People and Projects podcast. It truly is a pleasure for me to provide resources to help you grow. I particularly want to personally invite you to learn more about our Leadership Fast Track program. It's going to be firing up later this year. Check out the show notes for this premium episode for details. Please don't hesitate to contact me at any time at andy@leadonline.com. Also, as a premium subscriber, you get access to my cell phone number. So don't hesitate to contact me or text me on my cell phone. And that number is 847-579-9174. I look forward to hearing from you. Well, thank you for joining us for this premium episode of the People and Projects podcast. Have yourself a great week. The first one is, you have to find a way to implement Tony's concept. Well, I want to thank you for being a premium subscriber to the People and Projects podcast.